Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's go! It's 11 after the hour. No, it is neither. It's the 11th of October. I think you're 11 after the hour. It's only 7 past the hour. Jennifer, I just blew away 5 minutes of your life.
What is happening here?
Can you imagine, Jennifer?
I don't know. It's 10, 11, 22. There's a lot of, like, power in double numbers today, right?
Yeah, but it'll be more. It's 11 when it's 11, 11. It's
11,
even more 11, powerful.
22, right.
10, 11. That is a month from today as we celebrate. Because October is 31 days. So actually, I was wrong yesterday when I said we were one-third of the way through the month of October. In fact, it's today that we are one-third of the way through the month of October, 2022, the midterm elections, fight for black voters, the Pennsylvania Senate race. The conservative PACs are injecting lots of money, interestingly, into school committee races. Why would that be? Why would there be a lot of money being spent on school department races? What is there?
Republicans or conservatives woke up and said, we have let the schools get away from us. This has been a battleground for 40 years that maybe we weren't paying attention to. And so I think there are a lot of, they call them mama bears, actually. It's a political movement that were people, women, who maybe weren't that politically engaged or politically active, but during the COVID shutdowns, they, number one, they didn't like all the freedoms that were sucked away from their kids, but also they started seeing what kind of curriculum was being taught, and that became a problem as well. And so these guys are making huge differences. I mean, the moms that are now more engaged, I have a few in my social circle. It's incredible. You know,
so what are the issues, though? Do you have some specifics that you can share with us that are the thing? Because I'm with you. I'm with them on that. I don't even want to refer to them as conservative or Republican. I just think that conscious mothers and fathers, when they see what's going on and realize the liberalism, and I don't mean that in a political sense, but I suppose that's how it might be taken, the lack of focus on nitty-gritty things like how does the government work, basic math, basic English. Everything has to be new. Everything has to be modern. We have to be politically correct. We have to learn how to speak another language. All of that stuff takes away from the basics of things that help us understand how things work, how things
I mean, I think it's twofold. So I speak to you from California, where our schools were shut down for a long time. 18 months, I think, is the last count.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of moms who were upset that when their kids went back to school, there were vaccine mandates in place. They were also upset that their kids had to go back masked into the classroom, even on the playground. So there's that faction. But then as far as curriculum goes, you have a lot of moms who were woke, I guess we could use it in this term as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
That there were teachers who were giving their opinions about politics or about social issues.
It's not part of school.
Right. There's also the
mind your business.
The full on list of pronouns and this push towards the crazy sex ed curriculum and this push towards, you know, encouraging transgender and all of the stuff that comes along with some of the social issues. And then you also have the lack of skills, right? You have the fact that many schools, at least in my state, are failing. We have the second lowest school testing scores of anyone in the whole country.
And graduation rate.
So then you realize that the kids are learning, you know, this dumbed down version of
nothing,
whatever.
Yeah.
And you're kind of ticked off. And so then school choice and homeschooling. And then for a lot of parents, homeschooling seemed like they couldn't do it because they didn't have time. But then when they were forced to homeschool, they thought, well, we might as well just keep this up. And that way we can keep an eye on the
But why still pay taxes if you're one of the major reasons in my neck of the woods, 54%. 54 cents of every dollar locally goes to the school department. The budget is $132 million or something for our school system. It's very expensive. The schools are very expensive. Everybody wants a new school in their neighborhood, all of that stuff. And yet, what are we turning out? That's the question that you're begging the question, begging the answer. And the real answer is not what we ought to be turning out for the investment that's being made. That's the thing. And then somebody says, well, how do you judge that? What are your criteria? Well, people being able to graduate from high school and do something. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, there's what do you know how to do when you get out of high school? And you can almost ask that question of college. What do you know how to do if you are not specifically involved in a program to have a career at the end of the road? Then a lot of people are just listlessly floating around, and then there's nothing to show for the investment there. It's really we have a serious problem. Okay, so here's another election. We're getting, as I say, closer to the midterms. So yesterday, the Colorado Secretary of State's office said they mistakenly sent postcards to 30,000 non-citizens.
This is unexcusable. And that was not accidental. You can't tell me.
Blaming the error on a database glitch. Give me a break.
Telling people to go vote. So they're telling illegal immigrants in the state of Colorado, which, by the way, is tightening, and they're worried about the race for Senate. And then all of a sudden you've got these people who are being told to go vote that have no business going to vote. And then they go, oh, whoop, just a mistake? Come on.
Yeah. The Secretary of State is a Democrat, insisted none of the non-citizens will be allowed to register if they try to. Who's going to filter that out? There are widespread problems all around the country. It's worse than it was. Skepticism galore, voting integrity or lack thereof, the stuff that goes back to 2020, which, you know, Trump uses this stuff, whether it's right or it's wrong, to underscore, I got robbed. Well, he didn't really, but
Trump, it's the appetite of the people. I mean, there was a survey that just came out that if you ask Republican voters about concerns over whether elections come out, 4 in 10 have concerns about that. That's almost half of Republican voters. For Democrats, it's 1 in 4. So you've got 25% of Democrats.
And it isn't
this kind of stuff.
Again, so many people want to base Trump had the election stolen. It has nothing to do with Trump in my mind. I don't think the election was stolen from him. But the election process is so fucked that you don't trust the results no matter who it is that's running, especially with mail-in, early voter, use your computer, electronic this. Go to the polling place, you lazy SOBs. And that too harsh? And fill out the ballot and stick in the box. That's how you vote. And change the system so we don't vote on a Tuesday. How'd that even ever get started? Why are we voting on Saturday and Sunday when most people, largest percentage of people, are not? We don't want to make we don't have to pay overtime for the election workers. Come on. That's more important than getting a good tally, getting a good number of people out to vote. I told you the story, well, you may not have been here. During the primary in Massachusetts a month ago, I was in the bank. And my bank has lots of Brazilians working there. They're illegal, and they've been there a long time, but the bank caters to a lot of people in town that otherwise couldn't get services. So the lady that I was talking to, I've known her for a number of years, and I said, so are you going to vote today? And she said, no, it's raining. I don't have time. I'm too busy at work. And I wanted to say something, but I didn't. If it wasn't for the fact that people have voted to allow you to come into this country and become a legal citizen and take advantage of what's here, how dare you say, oh, it's raining and I'm too busy and I don't know the issues and I don't know who's running. That's your job. Hello. Am I getting too harsh on this or am I...
I think that we have gotten so soft and coddly, and it's just, I don't know. And when it comes to Election Day, the fact that we now have extended Election Day in a lot of states for a month, when so much
can happen. So you start voting today.
Yeah, when so much can happen a month before the election, there's so many things that can change. There's so many things, you know, so how many people would want to suck their vote back in if something happens today and they cast their ballot, you know,
they
cast their ballot already and they can't change
it. Right, can't do it. Yeah.
And I wouldn't have a problem.
Wrong.
You know, people, you know, bitch and moan about Tuesday and all this. Fine, move the election to Saturday and let's be done with it. Then everybody has the day and everybody can go. And already your workplace has to give you the time to go vote. There's no good excuse for people to not go and vote. We have rules that, we, you know, as an employer, as a small business owner in Los Angeles, we have to. We cannot not let our employers go, or employees go. So it's already part of the rules to let people out, but somehow they make it seem like it's so difficult to show up and go vote. Just do
right.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I don't have time. It's raining. Oh,
right.
Give me a break.
Ridiculous. And then don't complain if you don't go vote. Don't stand around, you know, moaning that everybody that's been elected is awful because you didn't help the process.
How do we vote out Kim Jong Fatty? Can we vote him out? How do we vote him out?
I don't think we do. No.
No.
Like the vote comes with the missile and a maybe a ballot attached to the
He said yesterday the barrage of missile launches that was him trying to show you how what a tough guy he is so that you'll know I can wipe out all of our enemies. The nuclear weapons we have, we can use to hit you, to wipe you out, wipe out South Korea, wipe out Guam. He's so stupid, or he's are people buying this? They believe that he could do, or that could be done, and they'd be left alone. I don't even know if people. I don't think anybody knows anything there. I think the news media is so.
Well, you have to assume a lot, but yeah, he was bragging about the fact that he launched a test with nuclear right. capability for U.S. and South Korean targets.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, and that's swell.
I know. Happy day.
Happy days are here again. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So this is the place for info, conversation, et cetera, the Good Day program. Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn, 18 after the hour.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots. And live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity. And you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Thank you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This time every year, you start hearing all the talk about flu season. And of course, you can get a flu in the summertime, but that's, you know, usually that's not what happens. Colds and flus are usually reserved for the winter months. And you know why? It's because the sun isn't high enough in the sky to give you the good heavy dose of vitamin D that you need. You need vitamin D to absorb calcium.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three at the hour now. Fun time for those of you who are devotees of what's going on with social media, the gossip, the trending things. I mentioned this last week, and I think more and more people are recoiling at the way that in the book that what's her face, Kelly Ripa wrote, the way she handles. Yeah, they are. They're really ticked off at her. I don't know what this is about, why she felt like she had to tell the story. The latest person to register her upset is Kathy Lee. Lee. Mm-hmm. Kathy Lee Gifford, and that info we'll share with you what her thoughts were after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Okay, so this has annoyed me since the first time I saw it, maybe a week or 10 days ago, as Ripa goes around trying to promote her book, she has taken, I don't know if it's shots, it just is unnecessary. Maybe because I liked Regis, maybe because I found him to be a stable source of fun. And he was an interesting personality. We're all different, and not all of us are going to get along with everybody else. So Kelly didn't really consider him a friend. So what? Mm-hmm. What else is there that you want to tell a story? Anyway, Kathy Lee, who was the original partner that Regis had on Regis and Kathy, has gone to... she said that she hoped that Regis's Reg, she called him, wife and daughter, don't see the headlines. Well, how are they going to avoid it? This is being discussed in every corner of the country, lots and lots of focus, and the more the Ripper rips him, he's not really my friend. You know what? Again, who cares? I don't care. It makes me want to watch you. I would. I don't have time to watch the show anyway. But I would watch it because of Ryan, not because of her. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, I always like. I mean, look. I think that Kelly's very likable. I'm not going to even feel like I need to disparage her just because of it. But I do think that it is kind of like a low class move to throw.
Right. That's how you disparage her. What are you proving?
I guess it's, you know, why even bother? If you have a story to tell about Regis, you can say, wow, I was so nervous or, you know, whatever, meeting him for the first time. This is someone that America loves. There are very few people that just all of America loves, and Regis is one of them.
Yeah.
And there's like five of them on that list, and it's just very short-sighted when you're telling your story to take down someone else while you're
doing. Points for you, Kelly. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different and an appreciation of new things and people just because they're there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start to notice a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see the pet in your life develop and learn. A family is a pet plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, that you could possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. They're our best friends. They're honest. They never lie. They never cheat. Spend more time with your pet. You'll feel better about it, and so will your pet. And you know what? You learn an awful lot from watching your dog or cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S.-mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies put aside their issues to allow natural gas exploration in the eastern Mediterranean. Florida group FLCGA filed a lawsuit Monday seeking to force Governor Ron DeSantis to release records about migrant flights from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. This is the third lawsuit brought against DeSantis' office as he exposed the not-in-my-backyard mentality of President Biden's open-border policy. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
So here's the story of the Irish fellow who just became the first person to row your boat gently across the Atlantic from New York to Galway, Ireland. 112 days at sea.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's ooh time, 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Mr. Steffen. Ms. Horn is here. Jay is still under the weather, has really gotten whacked by it. And I hear these stories once in a while. Most people who get the COVID are through it, the current version of it. And it's, it's a pain in the neck for a day or so. But Jay really got walloped with it. So I think she had it once before, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's a wholly good thought for her. Here's some good news. This is the story of paint. Yes, this radio program has now gone
now
down.
Now watch paint dry.
Watch paint dry or listen to it. It's even more interesting when you listen to paint dry. Wowie zowie. This is the story of a stunningly white coat of paint that can be used to reduce reliance on air conditioning. This is a new paint that has been demonstrated, Jennifer, to reflect 98% of sunlight. The paint alone was shown in a demonstration to keep surfaces cooler than the surroundings by completely reflecting solar radiation. 2021, a Purdue University professor of mechanical engineering developed the paint with a new tweak, and it's achieved the same results. Now they've made a thinner version of it. It's not so thick, so it may become an industry standard. This is white paint only, but you got to think, all right, well, can they do this with other lighter colors? Or can you do it for clothing? Can you do it, yeah, for anything?
Clothing would be a good one, right?
Yeah. Anyway, this paint has been entered into the Guinness World Book of Records. Let's see here. I don't know what, do you know what a micron is? I should have Tom Kreitler here to tell me what a micron is. Micron, well, we think about the filters. Okay, now here's how we can relate it to COVID. The masks that did, the only ones in the group were 95 microns. They filtered out, they were called N95s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they filtered out most of the microns that were in the air. So I could see this stuff being used on airplanes, right? Cars. Anything, the airline industry, when American first stripped back in the 70s, was it the 70s? I think it was the 70s. They stripped all the paint off of their planes, and they just had a red, white, and blue stripe around the plane, and then the plane itself was just metal. You could see the metal. And so people thought, wow, that's kind of, what is that all about? And the fellow who was the president of American at the time, his name was Robert Crandall. I remember this. I don't know why do I remember these things. Who knows? Anyway, so Crandall said the reason that they stripped all the paint off of the planes was because it added 400 pounds to the weight of the plane.
Jeez.
And it made it less streamlined. I guess that's, yeah, right. So,
I guess you don't think about the paint being that heavy, right?
No, but if you've got a, you know, a heavy plane, yeah, it makes sense. So anyway, the fellow who used this new paint this year weighs 80% less than the barium sulfate paint that they used to work on the solar reflectiveness. So they've now refined it down even more. And there's a lot of commercial application to it, as you can imagine. This guy's going to become a very wealthy dude. You can see that for sure. But ultra white paint, it's called. You'll not be able to ask for it in your hardware store for a while. But when it is, it'll be good. I think it sounds like it's nothing gets hurt here. There's only savings, right?
Yeah, and why not try it out?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, I have to ask Tommy the K about that.
I would like to investigate colors, though, please.
You would? Yes, right.
Yes.
Well, you're all about colors, the color lady. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, the number one advertiser in America on the radio, is Progressive. Your small business keeps you going. You're like me, Jennifer. She has, in her family, a small business. I got a small business. Many of you, this program is very popular for whatever the reason. I suppose maybe it's because of the attitude that I project here and that we all do, supporting small businesses, starting with farmers. At any rate, Progressive Commercial Insurance can keep your policy within reach. It's an easy-to-use mobile app that they have. You can learn more about how the Progressive app works by going to progressivecommercial.com. You can do that. The story of a 23-year-old flight inspector. Good. Let's try that one again, Doug. Take two. 23-year-old flight instructor. Did I say inspector?
I was going to say, right? What is a flight inspector doing? That's a flight.
Checking
all
the
right.
paint on the plane. That's what he's doing.
Mark it down, Bob. We got another one.
All right, so anyway, this guy died. Student crashed the small jet. He was teaching a kid how to fly the plane, and the kid was flying it, and the plane stalled, and they couldn't get it started. So anyway, this guy died. at the scene. 18-year-old student pilot and another 18-year-old passenger were seriously injured, according to Virginia State Police. Police say the trainee attempted to pull the aircraft up at too steep an angle. See, I think somebody that's 23 years old, James, no offense to you, there's not enough experience for them to be a teacher. And I'm saying that advisedly. When I was 23, I was teaching school, but maybe it's different if you're, you know, this is kind of, nobody's life was in danger when I was in the front of the classroom. But if you don't have somebody that really knows how to fly the plane or do, you know, it's like, kind of reminds me of the situation with the Boeing 737 MAX. The pilots, both of the incidents came in countries that these guys really didn't get trained well on how to fly the plane. So, you know, and that rested with Boeing, I guess, to a point. And yeah, understandably. But I remember talking to an American pilot about these sorts of things. And he said, if you really know how to fly a plane, then you're going to be able to figure out on your own what to do. But these guys couldn't figure it out because they didn't have any experience, really. They were young pilots as well. The pilots of the planes that crashed, what was it, 3 years ago? The 737 MAXs all were grounded. And so now they have the training is different, and the planes are different. But these little Cessnas, they're old. And I'm betting a lot of them don't have some of the newer, the stuff, the accommodations that make it safer to fly. Anyway, if you look at, there's a website called Simply Flying. According to them, a small plane can stall when its angle is increased to the point where the airflow around its wings is disrupted. I know that sounds like probably too much information, but I'm just looking at that here. There were a lot of different photographs and videos about this the woman who survived, the young woman who survived, was taking pictures of all of this stuff while the plane was crashing. I don't think I want to watch that stuff.
I know. That sounds awful.
Huh? Good God. Anyway. So, that's the story of somebody. It takes your breath away. Here's 22 people. I guess we'll go through the dead zone here. Landslides and heavy rains down in Venezuela. 22 people died yesterday in a single town. 52 more are missing. 40 miles from the capital of Caracas. The Venezuelan vice president confirmed the death toll. There's a large landslide. This is something that we talk about, those of us who are either full-time or part-time West Coasters, because so much of that happens. Now, you've had a lot of rain, more than you usually do. What kind of a toll did that take on the PCH and the other areas where it's always landslide city after a big rain?
Yeah, typically it's not great, but we really haven't had a ton of rain, actually, here.
I thought you did have it was a ton. Well, it was 2 inches of rain, it seemed to be.
Well, in some areas, not up in the L.A. area. In the burn area in San Bernardino, they had some mudslides and such. Because when the fire comes, and it was actually burning as this rain system moved through. It was a hurricane from Mexico that broke up. We got some weird weather. We got some downpours of rain, but it was very quick, and it was just enough to screw up the power grid, right? We'd get the thunder, the lightning, the power goes out. You have 5 minutes of storm and, you know, 24 hours of full-on recovery. But yeah, no, Malibu did okay. It was more of the burn areas in San Bernardino County that had a hard time.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's this weather thing. The earth is changing, like it or not. You think you can do something about it by buying an electric car? I was with some experts in the automobile business last night, and we were talking about electric cars. And they're happy to sell whatever comes down the pipeline. People want to buy an electric car. I'm not here to tell you not to buy an electric car, said the owner of the company. But do you really want to know what you're getting into when you buy an electric car? And not the least of which was the story we were telling yesterday about these dummies who were driving the car into the water. It's an electric car. Batteries. They short out. You'll be stuck at the very least. And so the idea of what it costs Now, apparently, because of the batteries especially, it takes three times as much energy to actually manufacture an electric car than it does to manufacture a regular internal combustion engine car. Three times as much energy. That energy is coming, I'm talking about electric energy, that's coming from the power grid, and the power grid is at the moment, and for the foreseeable future, is powered by fossil fuel. So just know what you're, you know, it's cool, I suppose, to drive an electric car. It's kind of the thing, but it's like a lot of other things.
What kind of footprint is it really leaving? I mean, are you forcing yourself into it because you think it's going to be great for the environment? Because it may not be great for the environment.
Not at the moment.
Anywhere.
No, right. And so the guys that run, and it is guys in California who make all the decisions, they seem to want to make all the decisions for you because you can't think for yourself, Jennifer, apparently. The year 2035 reminds me of that song, in the year 2525, if man is still alive, in the year 2035.
We're getting close.
No more internal combustion cars. So you can buy them outside, but you can't register them in California, or what are they going to do to keep... How is that going to work if you have a non-electric car?
I don't know if you're going to be able to import cars in, but if you buy a car in California after 2035, you're not going to be able to buy a gas-powered vehicle. And so by doing that...
Can this be reversed? Can somebody who has some brains get elected?
In fact, the new governor, God, that'd be great, the guy who's running for governor in the state of California, who's fantastic, I really like him, I asked him that very question. I said, will you reverse this? And he said, reverse what? And I said, this executive order for cars to be electric by 2035. He said, absolutely. It should be about the market dictating what people feel.
You
confident.
Buy what you want. Never mind what somebody tells you you have to have. It's nuts. 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood. Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program, the Doug Steffen Good Day focus on farm food and family now. I was thinking about how farmers live their lives, and the next time you are with a farmer, perhaps you just tell him or her thank you. A lot of the folks I know who are, quote, modern farmers feeling increasingly unappreciated and isolated. There's a lot of research that's been done. We had somebody on the American Family Farmer Show last week focusing on farmer suicide. Farming is so essential. Farmers work such long hours, have to deal with a lot of hardships. And I know they make a choice. There's a choice to that. But without them, you don't have any, you got no food. Hello. So maybe the next time you go to the farm, you tell the farmer or show some appreciation. Perhaps that's the way to think about it. Texas Pete Hot Sauce is being sued because it's actually made in North Carolina. There we go. Those of you who like Texas Pete Hot Sauce, do you care where it's made? There are a lot of people that put it on their pizza. It's a big thing in New York and Chicago. And so anyway, last week a man filed a lawsuit with the makers of Texas Pete Hot Sauce alleging it misrepresents itself as a product from Texas because the company who makes this Garner Foods is in North Carolina. The plaintiff is a Los Angeles resident named Philip White. Okay, I'm saving this for Jennifer because this is too good. It's enough that you know there's a suit against Texas Pete. That doesn't mean they're going to stop making it, for those of you who love it. I have a holy mackerel story about whether mackerel really is good for you. Holy cow. That certainly tells you that it's good. You know, holy cow, the focus on milk and dairy. Well, this is a focus on cold water fish I'll have for you right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
All right, so here's the story about cold water fish, boys and girls. The source, the main source of omega-3 fatty acids. What the research has found is that it will preserve brain cells and your brain health and enhance cognition, especially as you get older. This is a study done at the University of Texas in San Antonio. Healthy volunteers whose red blood cells contained higher concentration of omega-3 fatty acids were found to have better brain structure and cognitive function than people who were younger than they were, who hadn't had a diet of fish or omega-3s. Studies have looked at this association in older citizens. This study seems to show that even if you're younger, if you have a diet that includes some omega-3 fatty acids, you're already protecting your brain from most of the indicators of brain aging that you see when you get into your 50s, let's say. Volunteers on this study were 46. The average age was 46. Team looked at the relationship of red blood cells to omega-3 fatty acid concentration. These, by the way, were done with MRIs. So this was not just a, you know, rinky-dink sort of study. This is MRI focus on your red blood cells and the concentration. There were 2,183 people that were a part of this study. They were dementia-free, stroke-free. The higher the omega-3 index was associated. I don't know what that means, but I know what, basically, with a volume of the good stuff in your brain. That's basically the bottom line. So if you consume more omega-3s, you're going to be a smart cookie. That's basically the bottom line. Eat a lot of mackerel. 59 past the hour.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.